coronavirus cases are surging again across the Washington region. The impact is being felt on D.C. public school campuses, which have shifted some students online for remote learning. At some schools, teachers and other staff feel powerless and are increasingly worried about their safety. WAMU's education reporter Debbie Truong joins us to talk about some of their concerns. Debbie, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jonathan.
Let's start with how many D.C. public school campuses are closed right now and why.
So as of earlier today, 11 schools in D.C. public schools are closed. Students at those schools will learn virtually through tomorrow, which is the beginning of winter break. The school system isn't using a hard and fast rule to determine when a campus should close because of coronavirus cases. Instead, they say that they're relying on guidance from public health officials. And also, in schools with high number of COVID cases, it leads to quarantines. If there aren't enough students at school, and if parents do not feel comfortable sending their children to school, they might decide to shift learning completely online. Also, in schools with high number of cases, there's not enough staff sometimes to educate all of the students in person, and those situations also seem to be triggering online instruction. This has led to a lot of confusion among school communities because there isn't a hard and fast rule on when campuses are closing. So you have situations where campus might have several COVID cases yet are still open and they're seeing other buildings close.
Yes, we've heard Mayor Muriel Bowser say this week that this will not be a one-size-fits-all policy. What have teachers shared with you in terms of their concerns?
So I've talked to several teachers over the last few days, and, you know, they're very anxious about getting sick over the holidays and potentially getting their families sick during gatherings. Staff members at McKinley Technology High School wrote an open letter to city leaders last week. You know, they expressed things like their safety concerns. They felt that they were not being heard. There have been 41 confirmed cases at McKinley since December 14th. Over the weekend, Chancellor Farabee announced McKinley would be one of the schools to shift to virtual instruction. I spoke with one McKinley teacher, Mike Iacovoni, last week. He says it's hard to get students to keep their masks on throughout the day.
We're at a breaking point, and things are really bad. Every day this week has been harder than the day before because we're watching this happen like a train wreck in slow motion.
And Mike, you know, expressed that he feels it's not his school administrators' fault. He feels that the school system just isn't doing enough to help schools enforce masking requirements and other safety measures.
All right, so let's turn to those leaders of the entire public school system. What have D.C. leaders said about this COVID surge?
So D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Louis Farabee spoke at a press conference yesterday. He says the city is following guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which is currently prioritizing safe in-person instruction. The city has also taken other measures to try and curtail the spread of the virus. They're delaying the return from winter break by 2 days in January.
Where we see cases, we respond accordingly, but we also know that school is the best place for students to be right now and to learn and be supported.
The school system says that delaying the return will give schools time to pass out rapid tests. Those tests will be available to all students who want one, but students won't be required to take the tests or show that they have tested negative for COVID in order to return to school.
All right, so how are other school systems in our region handling the latest surge in COVID cases?
One school in our region, Prince George's County Public Schools, said last week that it would transition all of its students to virtual instruction through at least January 14th because of the surge in cases. KIPP DC, which is the largest charter school operator in DC, says it will require students show proof of a negative COVID test in order to return to school buildings after winter break. You know, and in situations where schools aren't closing, I've talked to folks who are taking matters into their own hands. I spoke to a 16-year-old student at School Without Walls yesterday who says that she's had contact with multiple people who tested positive for COVID in recent weeks. You know, the student told me that she just decided to stay home on her own yesterday and doesn't plan to go to school for the rest of this week.
All right. That is WAMU's education reporter, Debbie Truong, keeping us up to date on all the latest shifts in COVID policy with schools across our region. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you, Jonathan.